Welcome to Fresh Research, a podcast from the nonprofit Times. We explore some of the most interesting and sometimes provocative findings focused on the world of nonprofits. Thanks for tuning in. Here at the nonprofit Times, we see tons of great, fresh research. So in each episode, we take a recent study or survey and have a conversation with the authors about what they found and why they think it's important for charities. We'll also give away some books and give you access to other valuable information from the nonprofit Times.
I feel I am valued in this organization. I can trust what this organization tells me. And most days, I feel like I've made progress at work. Those are just three of the top 10 drivers identified in the 2020 Best Nonprofits to Work For. The special report appears annually in the April edition of the Nonprofit Times. Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Arivna for the Nonprofit Times. In this episode, I'm joined by Caroline Esprit. She is a Vice President, Human Resources and Administration at the National Older Worker Career Center. Each year, the Arlington, Virginia-based organization regularly finds itself among those recognized in the Nonprofit Times Best Nonprofits to Work For special report. This year is no different, and for the second consecutive year, the NOWCC nabbed the number one spot. So who better to talk to about what makes a best nonprofit to work for than the top-ranked organization?
First, it's the National Older Workers Career Center, is that right?
Yes, the National Older Worker Career Center. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, Mark. And what we do, we really expand opportunities for experienced workers that are 55 and older to support federal government agencies in achieving their missions through our proven exceptional customer service. We were started back in 1997 as an off-branch from AARP Foundation. First CEO actually used to work at AARP. He used to operate the SEED program with the Environmental Protection Agency. And the SEED program, he decided to start his 501c3, and that's where the National Older Worker Career Center actually got established back in 1997. So what we basically do is provide experienced workers, 55 and older, meaningful and impactful job opportunities in federal agencies.
One of the areas that the organizations that are recognized in best nonprofits often do well are in response to the types of programs they offer for tuition reimbursement assistance for employees that are pursuing advanced degrees like postgraduate or any kind of certifications. Is that something that NOWCC offers, and is that something that's popular among employees?
Yes, we have a very robust tuition reimbursement program, as well as professional certifications. Employee professional development is at the core of what we do for our employees, because we really promote and support our employees to go back to school, whether it is to get a bachelor's degree or more advanced degree, and also to get their professional certifications in their career paths. For example, I'm a human resources certified senior professional through the Society for Human Resource Management. Currently on staff, we have three actually certified public accountants. We have a certified project manager. We have certified payroll professional. So one of the things we tailor with our performance management process is we include a component around individual development, and that's something that we include and support all of our employees is through paying 100% of the professional prep that goes to the certification. And also we promote our employees to also to attend advanced classes if they want to get a master's degree. For example, we highly encourage that, and we do have a very structured tuition reimbursement program that we have actually implemented over for a number of years that we've had here, and really enjoy having the opportunity to provide learning and professional development for our employees. One of the things that we did introduce from the survey, which we really highlight some of the areas and focus on some of the areas of for improvement within our organization is this past year, we actually implemented a new learning and development platform through Women Educational Services. So what that does for each one of our staff members, they are able to have and participate in a variety, over 15,000 courses through a cloud-based learning educational service, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. So we realized that work-life balance is very important to employees. So we tried to find a platform that had a variety of professional development courses to support our learning and our development of our employees. So each employee, for example, we have an employee that wants to know advanced Excel. They can go in and take that course. We pay 100% of that course for them. And for example, if we have someone who wants to increase their knowledge and skill set on project management, which is a skill set we all helps all of us, we encourage a person to take that type of course. So it's a variety of courses from business management, finance and accounting.
We'll be right back right after this break with more of the best nonprofits to work for.
If you like what you're hearing, share it with friends and colleagues on social media. Use the hashtag #FreshResearch or retweet the Nonprofit Times link, and you'll be eligible to win a book from the NPT Library. Another way for folks to find the show, rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're interested in nonprofit events and news, then consider checking out the Whole Whale podcast. For over 5 years, we've covered topics related to marketing, technology, and communications in the social impact space. Recently, we've covered things like tackling Facebook fundraising, why you shouldn't build that mobile app, and why right now is the best time to start your capital campaign. So find us using the Whole Whale on whatever podcast app that you choose to use.
Welcome back. We're talking with Caroline Esprit, Vice President, Human Resources and Administration at the National Older Worker Career Center.
The other areas where the best nonprofits really separated themselves from those that didn't make the list was having as a standard practice telecommuting or flexible hours, and also allowing employees additional paid time off for community service. Are those areas that the organization is also involved in?
Yes, we have a very robust alternate work schedule program at the National Older Worker Career Center. We actually offer the employees the option to work one day a week and also the option to use a flex schedule. For example, if you want to work longer hours and take a day off, we allow that too. One of the things that we really encourage people, especially in this metropolitan DC area where traffic is definitely can be challenging for us. We actually have the opportunity for people to come in later to work. So we have flexible work schedules around that also that we've combined with our telework, often work schedule program. And that has really helped people to really focus on having a better work-life balance there. And that's something that we feel like really drives a culture of excellence because we listen and survey our employees. And that was one of the things that came out from employee feedback a few years ago, that we really revamped our alternate work schedule program to include the flex day scheduling too.
And have you used the results from the best nonprofit surveys to implement any other changes over the years?
Yes, one of the things that we did with our performance management program that we actually have, Mark, is we tailored it to be very interactive. It was previously a paper-based process. It's definitely two-way communication now, and we actually purchased a web-based platform. So now the employee can initiate starting that conversation and dialogue. And everything is tracked in the system. They can make comments in the system. And more importantly, with the two-way communication, is they have those set-down conversations, too, that they can input results from that into the system. So we really look at high performance as well as behaviors because we feel like performance plus behaviors equal results. So we actually focus in on those areas too, in regards to performance management. And that was something that we really honed in on because we're trying to go green, and a lot of our processes that we did have in place based on employee feedback. We do employee feedback, get employee feedback through surveys on a quarterly basis, sometimes more often if we go make a major decision, we like to get employee feedback too. We do a lot of in-person staff meetings to update employees on things that happen. So we really keep that a communication for open, and it starts really with the leadership team at NOWCC. We have an internal branding, which we state mission first and people always, because at the core of what we do is we really treat everyone with respect. And we try to do some of those small things that are really impactful. One of the small things that we actually do is every morning we rotate employees sending out a seize the day inspirational quote. And that was something that can sort of get your day started off on a positive note and gets everyone's involvement. So we rotate that out to employees that, you know, pick their favorite quotes and really seize the day and get everybody's work day on a positive note. We do an employee appreciation day every year. And one of the things that we do is we get feedback from our employees. For example, our headquarters employees want to be outside, so we did Topgolf. Our Denver-based employees wanted to go out for a hike. Our employees that's field-based in Dallas, for example, they wanted to go to a clothing boutique and take a walk around the mall. So we try to incorporate some of those things based on people's preferences, employees' preferences. So we celebrate all together on the same day. Everybody had lunch together and did the activity that they wanted to do. And we hold a management retreat every year, more annually. And one of the things that we do at our management retreat is we rotate different employees coming in to share their perspective at different levels. It's just not the management team outlining our strategic objectives and work plans. We incorporate cross-functional employees coming in to share that feedback too and to get that experience. So that's how we really champion our employees' experiences.
Employee engagement is always one of the top kind of consistent themes and trends across the best nonprofits. And another thing that I find among the best nonprofits is staff recognition. Can you talk a little bit about how you recognize staff beyond salary and benefits, but maybe some sort of awards or certificates or any kind of staff recognition?
Yes, one of the things that we have implemented, because we're always looking at how we can make our total reward strategy more robust and to make it fun too for everyone. And so when we implemented a service award program, we got a focus group of cross-function employees to come together. Because what I might want on a five-year anniversary might be something different from what someone else wants on a five-year anniversary. So we actually have different things that employees can select for. And one of the things that we really listen to them is every employee wanted a personal day. So what we actually did, we incorporated a personal day to each one of our service award years of service milestones. Also, we try to make things very fun. We do have a top performer of the year that we get. All staff can nominate someone, and the selection is very robust. People get very passionate about nominating different employees, whether it's their coworkers, not just a manager, nominating one of their direct reports. So we have employees that can nominate other employees. So that's one of the things that we really focus on, and we honor that top performer of the year at a luncheon, and that person gets to share some of the things that actually that they are doing to achieve that award. So one and things that we really focus on is also appreciating our staff by having fun and engaging activities. And we learned this through our surveys. And I think, you know, one of the things that I have done throughout my career, even when I was in corporate America before I transitioned to the nonprofit world, is sometimes the small thank yous go a long way. We are constantly hearing and listening to feedback, and we're incorporating some of those ideas. We have a staff member, for example, that is a certified yoga instructor, and what she actually, some employees want, say, let's really focus on that overall health and wellness aspect. So we brought her in to do a launch and learn yoga session. So that's just some of the fun things. We try to always incorporate something fun into recognizing employees, because we realize that it's not a one size fits all. What someone else might want that specialized, one-on-one attention, and where another employee might want something totally different. So we try to customize it based on really getting to know our staff members and really excites them and keep that passion alive. President/CEO actually goes to lunch with every new staff member that comes on board. And I think that really sets the standard in regards to, really welcoming them, a new hire into our organization in National the Worker Career Center. And that's where it really starts with leadership, because leadership matters as well as when I said that employer brand is people always. Leaders have to set that purpose where everybody is on the same page and aligned with achieving our mission. We really promote that culture of collaboration. For example, we recently implemented a new payroll system, and we had a cross-functional team that worked closely in regards to even starting at the beginning, the request for proposal stage, because payroll impacts everyone within an organization. So when we do have special projects, we want to utilize different people's talents and skill sets. And that's why in our new payroll system, we actually have a talent management development component of it, where we're able to attract people's skill sets. And that really helps us when it comes to succession planning. We have a bench of strengths that we can tap into within our organization. We do highly encourage employee referrals also. That's something that staff really appreciates when they do make a referral, that we really take it very seriously. And staff referrals have been very successful within our organization. So that is just some of the ways that we really have to really engage and retain our employees.
And what kind of advice would you have for an organization that would want to become or try and strive to be a best nonprofit? Are there any overriding themes or trends that you think would suit themselves to an organization, regardless of size or mission?
Yes, and I would probably say the main thing is really ensuring from even the interview and when it starts off in the talent recruitment process, is in order to get top talent, you have to make sure at all levels of an organization that you're treating everyone with respect, and that people really understand the organization's purpose. Because when you get those two areas aligned, a lot of the other things will fall into place. And I've always been very passionate, and I think employees at our organization are very passionate about ensuring that the lines of communication are always open, that you're honest, and that you really trust each other. So building trust is extremely important to being a best place to work, as well as making sure you got the right leaders in the right place at the right time to really highlight your organization's mission, because that's where it really starts. Everyone has to be on the same page in regards to understanding what the mission is, having clear goals, and having a roadmap on how to achieve those goals within an organization.
Thanks to Caroline Esprit, Vice President, Human Resources and Administration at the National Older Worker Career Center in Arlington, Virginia. Again, they were the number one organization in this year's Best Nonprofits to Work For. You can check out the whole special report at thenonprofittimes.com. I'm Mark Rivna for the Nonprofit Times, and we'll see you next time on Fresh Research.
That's our episode for today. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share the Fresh Research link on Twitter or Facebook to be eligible to win something from the NPT Library. You can also share on social media with the hashtag Fresh Research And if you like what you hear, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Fresh Research, a podcast from the Nonprofit Times, spotlighting research and trends in the philanthropic sector. Till next time, keep up with us at thenonprofittimes.com for all your nonprofit news.